I went to UCLA as an undergrad, and I knew that I felt really drawn to work in Latin America over the summer that was coming up after my freshman year. And it turned out that I was matched with an organization that did work in the Amazon basin of Peru. They trained community health promoters to work in really rural villages, training people in warning signs, in female rights, kind of prevention of domestic violence, all sorts of different issues. And there was something so incredible for me about being in a setting where I was really able to live and work in a very intimate way with the folks in the community, just sharing dinner with them, getting to know them, getting to hear their stories. And rather than just hearing statistics, which is what I had learned before I went there, about what life can be like in a setting where resources are poor, even though there's great wealth in a lot of other ways there, resources are definitely limited. It's one thing to hear statistics. It's completely different to sit down and have a conversation with someone and hear about them not being able to make it to see a doctor, not being able to treat their child who had malaria, losing family members. And all of a sudden, everything just became so much more real for me and very on a visceral level. I understood as much as I could from an quote-unquote outside perspective what it was like to live in such intense poverty. And I was really inspired to do something to be able to further work in this type of sphere. So I decided that I wanted to go to medical school. And I had this opportunity. There's an early acceptance program through Mount Sinai for humanities majors. And it really just seemed like a perfect match to live in the middle of New York City, which I'd always wanted to do, and just have the opportunity to gain a practical skill set that would enable me to return to places like Santa Rosa, Peru, and make a contribution with a different set of skills. Now, the interesting thing about medical school that, you know, we all kind of know that you need to do a ton of memorization, that there's a lot that goes into it intellectually. And we understand, I think I understood before I went, that there was a lot emotionally as well. I mean, you're witnessing births, you're witnessing deaths, you're bearing witness to a lot of suffering and great joys, but the full breadth of that human experience. And I feel like during my years of medical school, there was a lot of training in the physiology, in the chemistry, in pathophysiology, what can go wrong with the body, and then how to assign certain medications to treat what can go wrong. But I felt like even though we were definitely, one thing that was amazing about my medical school is, you know, people across the board really were encouraging us to be compassionate. That was definitely a strong emphasis. But what I don't think, what I felt was missing in my experience was specific training and how you can bring compassion to a situation where there's so much suffering that the natural instinct a lot of times for many people is just to shut down. You know, when you're seeing someone go through something that's so emotionally intense or such physical pain that in that moment you may not be able to alleviate, there's a feeling of helplessness and then a feeling of sometimes I just want to escape. And sometimes when I looked at the other medical professionals around me, I perceived what seemed to be a shutting down of their emotional life because it was so difficult and perhaps too difficult to see that that suffering in another individual, that it was easier, quote-unquote, it felt easier to just close off emotionally. But then, of course, when we close down emotionally, we're not able to hold space for someone else. We're not able to support them emotionally in that difficult moment. And I really feel like medical school is this beautiful opportunity to really open your heart and to learn how to hold space for others, and that the more that we're aware of our own emotions and our own reactions and create more spaciousness in our own emotional lives, the more that we're able to hold that same space when a patient enters our lives, even when what they bring to the table in that moment may be messy, may not be pretty, may be really, really deeply painful for them and therefore for us. And I also have heard that when we hold that space, when we actually open up emotionally and move towards the suffering, that paradoxically, in the long run, we actually suffer less. We feel more deeply, and then we're able to cleanse ourselves in a way of that experience rather than, in a way, suffering more when we tighten and when we close down. So I would say for me, that's been the biggest lesson of medical school and really my own practice and mindfulness and meditation has been an enormous part of that journey. There's an amazing author, Pema Chodron, who talks a lot about handling difficult emotions. And that's something that definitely was present in my life way before medical school. But medical school kind of forced me to confront it in a different way, because I realized that when I wasn't able to handle my own emotions, I couldn't be there for someone else. And so really learning how to be mindful, learning how sitting on a cushion each day and doing a meditation practice, and then more importantly, bringing that same kind of awareness of my body and of my emotions and of my breath to interactions throughout the day and to various moments, because, you know, like anyone, I forget all the time, but then a lot of times I'll have an awareness that I forgot to be present, and I can use that awareness to guide myself back. And the more that I am able to remember to practice that in my life, the more that I create that spaciousness for myself, and the more that hopefully I'll bring that into my interactions with patients.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.